This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. To the American flying public, our condolences. This is week one of the sequester hitting the not-so-friendly skies. Air traffic controllers from JFK to LAX have begun their furloughs, making for long and painful delays, especially flying into and out of the big East Coast airports around New York City. Steve Abraham's been an air traffic controller at Kennedy Airport in New York for 23 years. We got him today on his first furlough day. Mr. Abraham, good to have you with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
What would you ordinarily be doing right about now?
I would be just about to leave work after having been there since 5:30 this morning.
And what's the work day for an air traffic controller at Kennedy Airport these days?
My shift today would have been from 5:30 to 1:30 today. Not as busy for us in the morning as it is during the afternoon, but things are definitely different now because there are fewer of us there.
Talk to me for a second about this furlough. First of all, how much of a pay cut is it for you?
10%. I lose one day of work every 2 weeks.
That's not a small pay cut.
No, it's pretty significant. And for me, I guess the shock is my wife lost her job as of the 15th of March. So it's going to be an interesting summer.
Yeah, I bet. So my mother-in-law was coming back from LAX on Sunday. Plane was 3 hours late, she was told, because of air traffic control delays. This is, it's not unlike kind of a blizzard hitting, right?
You know, in New York, which, you know, obviously I can speak to because I was there Sunday, we had perfect weather and ran 2.5 to 3 hour delays, which are delays we would see on a horrible weather day.
How does that make you feel as a guy who does this professionally?
It's incredibly frustrating. It's no fun being the political football.
Yeah. You've been there 23 years. You could retire and be done with this and say, you know what, Congress, the heck with you.
Yeah, I could. But I have 3 kids to put through college. And
the fiscal reality of that
means that's not happening.
Yeah. Is your job easier now than it used to be? I mean, is technology catching up in the air traffic control system? I mean, we've heard lots about how antiquated it is.
You know, I think for the early part of my career, the FAA put all their eggs in a basket to try and introduce a system that would eliminate the need for so many air traffic controllers. And they realized that didn't work.
How many airplanes do you touch figuratively on a given day?
I would say a busy hour at Kennedy is 100. 8 hours, I don't know, 500, 600, 700.
Yeah. Is there going to come a point, since we were talking about technology, where there will be fewer people in control towers and radar approaches and all of that stuff so that you guys might not be as necessary as you are now?
I don't think the technology exists today for that to happen. There may be the technology in the future. I guess I would put it this way. You know, trying to separate airplanes in a two-dimensional environment, going from the ramp to a runway, everybody wants to be number one.
Yeah. So
add a three-dimensional environment and increase the speed from 10 miles an hour to 500. I don't think we're there yet.
When you fly, are you always kind of looking out the window wondering what the guys on the ground are telling the pilots?
No, I have I have complete faith in my coworkers.
Steve Abraham, he's an air traffic controller at Kennedy Airport in New York City. Today's his furlough day. Mr. Abraham, thanks a lot for your time, sir.
Thank you.